This is high school sports coverage on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Tonight's game is brought to you by these community-minded sponsors. AirTech Heating, Eden Meat Market and Catering, Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones representative, Taco Bell, Coal Oil and Propane, Quest Interiors, American Family Insurance Agent Tim Cruz, and Baker Cheese. Now, let's go live to the broadcast booth for a preview of tonight's action on News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
Hey, basketball fans, and happy Thursday. It is Thursday. It's one of those weeks where the days seem to blur together, but we've almost made it through the week here this week, and we've got more high school hoops for you tonight right here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. It is the final game of the regular season for the Fond du Lac boys basketball team as they take on the Kaukauna Ghosts here this evening, closing out the 2020-2021 campaign with a conference matchup, final one of the season for both these squads. And we'll get into tonight's matchup here in just a few moments. But first, we tell you, we are bringing you right now the Tim Cruz American Family Insurance pregame show. Give him a call at 921-7424 for all of your insurance needs. Boy, after the finish on Monday night for the Fondy boys basketball team, really can't get much better than that. Cardinals coming off the win over Wanakee in non-conference play, improving their record overall to 14-8, and their conference record sitting at 11-6. Meanwhile, the Kaukauna Ghosts, they are 10-7. In league play, and 14-9 overall. So two very evenly matched teams, at least when you look at the record, with Kaukauna just a game behind the Cardinals and can overtake the Cardinals in the conference standings. Of course, with a victory, it would be a split between the two schools. If the Cardinals and Ghosts are, or if the Ghosts were to beat the Cardinals, of course, if the Cardinals were to beat Kaukauna tonight, that would mean they would stay ahead of them in the standings. Basic standing math there, obviously. But Cardinals getting that win over Wanakee on Monday night. Final score 79-77 on senior night for Fondy. It was up to the senior Alex Roosh, and his tip in at the final horn lifted the Cardinals to the victory. You remember Fondy was down in that contest late, about down 5 points, and came back to win 79-77 at the buzzer. Roosh finishing with 24, Jay Dalton adding 15, Steven Schreiner had 12 in the win for the Cardinals that came at the buzzer on Monday over a very good Wanakee team, by the way, a team that had won 9 straight coming into Monday night's contest, and the Cardinals knocked them off with the victory at home on Monday night. I mentioned this in the broadcast on Monday, and I think the broadcast before that, the Cardinals have clinched their best conference and overall record since the 2016-2017 season. Fondy can match that season's 12-6 mark with a win over Kaukauna tonight. Now for the Ghosts, they snapped a two-game losing skid with an 86-81 win over Oshkosh North last week Friday at home, so it's been a little bit longer since they've played. Kaukauna actually trailed at the half in that one 43-38, but rallied in the second half, outscoring the Spartans 48-38 to pull out the win. Gabe Hammond having a nice season for Kaukauna. He scored 29. Chris Morgan with 26 in the victory for Kaukauna. Like I said, snapping a two-game losing streak. If you remember all the way back to December 21st, it was a while ago, that's for sure, but that's the last time these two teams played. Fondy won that game at the Acuity Fieldhouse 77-73 back on the 21st. Cardinals actually trailed at the half in that one 32-28. Outscored the Ghosts 49-41 in the second half to pull out the victory. Henry Wright led the way in that one, 22 points. Jay Dalton adding 21 with Drew Dickman 15 and Alex Roosh 12 in the victory. Chris Morgan had 28. Gabe Hammond had 17 in that loss for Kaukauna. So it's been a while since these two teams have played. And like we said, fairly evenly matched when you look at the records so far this year. Cardinals at 11-6 and 14-8. Kaukauna 10-7 and 14-9. We'll take a look at the standings and the Fox Valley Association schedule for the next couple nights as the regular season winds down and playoff time is upon us 1 week from tonight. It will be playoff time And, well, at least the start for some teams. Fondi, of course, getting a first-round bye into next week Friday's action. So we will tell you all about that as we continue through our broadcast here this evening. But you're in tune with the Tim Cruz American Family Insurance pregame show here at News Talk 1450 KFIZ. And let's take our first time out here of the halftime show. Back with more right here on KFIZ after this.
In a lawsuit. A little extra liability protection can go a long way. I'm Tim Cruz with American Family Insurance. A personal liability umbrella policy from American Family Insurance offers $1 million or more of coverage over and above the limits of your auto and home policies. And it's affordable. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
Attention HVAC technicians and installers. AirTech Heating wants to meet you. We have a long-standing reputation of honesty, integrity, and quality craftsmanship in Fond du Lac and the surrounding area. But as we grow, we're looking to add experienced techs and installers to our team, and fast. If you've got HVAC experience and want to join our amazing crew, apply today at airtech911.com. If you're looking for steady, full-time work, ongoing hands-on training, excellent pay and benefits, uniforms, trucks, and tools provided, AirTech Heating is the place for you. Apply today at airtech911.com.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power By selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
Small town, huge flavors in the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering, serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. They also make fresh homemade pizza, 12 varieties to choose from, all with real Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, fresh veggies, or their own homemade sausage or pepperoni. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Wisconsin. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Welcome back to High School Hoops here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Fondi boys basketball tonight as the Cardinals take on the Kakana Ghosts here this evening. Let's take a look at the Fox Valley Association standings and the schedule. Things have really tightened up at the top, and we talked about this in our pregame show last time, which would have been Monday night. Nina had just one conference game left. Meanwhile, Kimberly had a whole slew, or has had a whole slew of conference games left. So we went from a 16-1 Nina team and a 12-1 Kimberly team to a 16-1 Nina team and a 15-1 Kimberly team. Since basically Monday night, Kimberly's had two games. They played Kakana Hortonville in that stretch, with the Papermakers sweeping both rather handily, pretty much as expected, really. So Kimberly is now just within a game of Nina. Nina does play tonight. Nina taking on Oshkosh North. So certainly an interesting game there. You obviously give the edge to Nina in that one based on records, but Fox Valley Association, a very tough league. Oshkosh North with some very good players, so anything could really happen there. But Nina, if they win and then Kimberly were to win their final two, they would split the conference title. Seeding's already been done, with Kimberly actually getting the one seed above Nina in the WIA regional bracket. So that's how that's shaken out so far. But Nina 16-1 and 20-2. Kimberly 15-1 and 18-2. Fondi just behind Kimberly at 11-6 and 14-8. Kakana 10-7 and 14-9. Meanwhile, Appleton North is 8-9 and 12-11. Appleton East at 7-9 and 9-11. Hortonville 6-10 and 7-12. Oshkosh North 5-12. Same with Oshkosh West. Oshkosh North at 7-15. Oshkosh West at 9-14. And Appleton West still searching for a conference victory. They're 0-16, 4-19 for the Terrors. I mentioned Nina at Oshkosh North tonight. Appleton West playing at Kimberly. Oshkosh West is hosting Appleton North, and Hortonville hosting Appleton East. On Saturday, there is just one conference game that belongs to Kimberly playing at Appleton East. Oshkosh North and Nina both in non-conference action this coming Saturday. So that's what the schedule looks like as we wind down conference play here for the season and head into tournament time starting next week. We will take a quick time off. Be back with the start of tonight's game. Fondi taking on Kaukauna in boys basketball action. More coming up here at KFIZ.
Successful teams don't take the field without proper practice first. At Cole Oil and Propane, they've been perfecting their craft for four generations. The team members at Cole Oil go to great lengths to make sure they know you and your needs, many times before you even do, like full-time tank monitoring, allowing Cole Oil and Propane to keep an eye on your tanks so you don't have to. Become a part of the Cole Oil and Propane team today. Four generations of success, putting their success to work for you. Find out more at coleoilandpropane.com.
They're your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers. So that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese store in County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111, 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
All of us love sports, but not all sports are created equal. College sports have big budgets, dedicated alumni networks, and corporate sponsorships. Professional sports have even deeper pockets. Millionaire owners, lucrative TV and radio deals, and merchandise sales. High school sports have you. Everyone agrees high school sports give us plenty of reasons to cheer. And now's a great time for us to give back. Supporting your hometown high school won't cost you much, but it will go a long way to ensuring the games we love the most are here to stay. Wisconsin high school sports. They're good for our kids, good for our community, and best of all, they're good for you.
This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
In a lawsuit, a little extra liability protection can go a long way. I'm Tim Cruz with American Family Insurance. A personal liability umbrella policy from American Family Insurance offers $1 million or more of coverage over and above the limits of your auto and home policies. And it's affordable. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Welcome back to High School Hoops. Here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Fondi Cardinals and Kaukauna Ghosts here this evening on a Thursday evening. Going to keep pausing before I say Thursday. Apparently all night long. We hope you bear with us. Been one of those weeks. We have 5 games in 6 days for yours truly, all up to me, and we can get through it. We can get through anything, but it's been a busy week, and we got playoff basketball coming up tomorrow and Saturday as we head into the weekend. More coming up. We'll talk about our broadcast schedule coming up here in just a bit. I want to thank some more of our great sponsors who've been with us normally we're midway through, I'd say, high school sports season, actually coming toward the end of the busy time. around this time of the year. But, of course, with that whole 2020 thing and now 2021, it's been an interesting year, that's for sure. And we are just getting started here as we get towards basketball tournament time. But want to thank our great sponsors for supporting high school sports broadcasts, allowing us to bring you high school sports coverage here on KFIZ each and every evening that we bring you a game. And those sponsors include, of course, Tim Cruz, sponsoring our pregame show, American Family Insurance agent in Fond du Lac at 921-7424. Also, a big thank you to Quest Interiors. They sponsor the scoreboard. Whenever those points are scored, they're scored on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. Offering flooring, cabinetry, countertops, window treatments, exceptional style, exceptional savings in Fond du Lac and Oshkosh. Also, a big thank you to Taco Bell. We've got to get through the first half yet, but, of course, the Taco Bell halftime show coming up at halftime. And we will thank them for sponsoring the halftime show, locations on East and West Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. Also, a big thank you to AirTech Heating. Also to Eden Meat Market and Catering, Coal Oil and Propane, Baker Cheese, and Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones advisor at 976 East Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. Let's take a look at the regional groupings. Actually, before we do that, let's dive a little bit more into the teams here for the Cardinals and the Ghosts. You mentioned Jay Dalton having a nice game the other night, 15 points in the win against Wanakee. He is leading scorer for the Cardinals at 15.7 points a game. Henry Wright, the senior, just behind him at 14.3. Alex Roush averaging around 11 for the Cardinals. Drew Dickman just a hair over 9 points a game. And then Steven Schreider averaging around 8. Cole Linder, regular contributor as well, regular starter, averaging around 6. And then Colton Blank and Ethan Wagner-Lang around 3 and 1 point per game, respectively. For the Ghosts and their head coach Mike Shallow, it really is the Chris Morgan show. Morgan averaging just a touch under 21 points a game for Kakana. He averages 20.9 points per game. Gabe Hammond, who had a nice game against Oshkosh North the other night, 15.5 points a game. Tyson Waldrop around 12. Carson Sipple averaging around 9. Brandon Mundler averages 7. And then Warren Moreau averages around 6 for Kakana. Taking a look at those regional groupings here, Kakana, I'll start with them. They earned a number 3 seed. They are hosting number 6 seed Appleton West coming up a week from last past Tuesday, Tuesday night. It'll be an opening round regional game, so the third seeded Ghost taking on the number 6 seed Appleton West. The winner gets a tall task taking on Nina that following Friday. Cardinals, I mentioned, number 1 seed. They have a first round bye in the WIAA playoffs. They await the winner of either Sheboygan North or Manitowoc Lincoln in the regional semifinal round, which will be a week from tomorrow, the 19th of February. Winners from that on Friday will advance to a regional championship game on Saturday the 20th. And the Cardinals would, of course, host that if they were to get past Sheboygan North or Manitowoc Lincoln. Of course, you've got to let the games play out. That Sheboygan North-Manitowoc Lincoln game will be on Tuesday. We'll know the results, of course, Tuesday night. And then prepare for Friday and hopefully action into Saturday. Like we said, a busy time of the year with high school playoffs underway for girls basketball. That resumes tomorrow night and into the upcoming weekend. Hockey playoffs almost at their pinnacle with state. Got sectional finals this weekend. So a lot to look forward to if you're a fan of high school sports here in the state of Wisconsin. About 2 minutes or so away from the start of tonight's game. A little bit of a delayed start here this evening, but we will have high school hoops coming up here in just a bit as we bring you Fondi and Kakana boys basketball action here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. We'll take another timeout and be back with the start of tonight's game after this here on News Talk 1450.
In a lawsuit, a little extra liability protection can go a long way. I'm Tim Cruz with American Family Insurance. A personal liability umbrella policy from American Family Insurance offers $1 million or more of coverage over and above the limits of your auto and home policies. And it's affordable. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 in American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
Attention HVAC technicians and installers. AirTech Heating wants to meet you. We have a long-standing reputation of honesty, integrity, and quality craftsmanship in Fond du Lac and the surrounding area. But as we grow, we're looking to add experienced techs and installers to our team, and fast. If you've got HVAC experience and want to join our amazing crew, apply today at airtech911.com. If you're looking for steady, full-time work, ongoing hands-on training, excellent pay and benefits, uniforms, trucks, and tools provided, AirTech Heating is the place for you. Apply today at airtech911.com.
There's no escape. You can't hide. They're following you. Your cravings for nacho fries will never stop. The warm nacho cheese sauce and savory Mexican spices will not let you get away. So there's only one thing left to do. Run to Taco Bell, because nacho fries are back. Head to Taco Bell and silence your cravings before nacho fries disappear again. Only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. locations for a limited time only.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
High School Hoops back on the air with you. News Talk 1450 KFIZ. We bring you the boys' regular season finale against the Kakana Ghosts here on a Thursday evening. There I go again. Brain says Tuesday, it's really Thursday. What's wrong with me? Getting set for tip-off here this evening. And we appreciate your ears, as always. You can find us at 1450 on your radio dial for streaming worldwide at KFIZ.com. Find us on the TuneIn app for your smartphone or tablets, your Apple or Android device. And you can watch this game live, of course, on the Kakana Athletics video stream. You can go to fbasports.net, the Fox Valley Association website. Look for the live stream links. Click on the Kakana link, and it will pop up, and it's right there for you. Buzzer sounds. We're ready for the start of tonight's game here in just a bit. We'll turn it over to our public address announcer for the national anthem, the starting lineups here.
We have a matchup between the Fond du Lac Cardinals and the Kakana Galloping Ghosts. We would like to remind everyone in attendance to adhere to social distancing and continue to wear your face covering at tonight's event. Now please stand and remove your hats for the playing of our national anthem.
Starting lineups coming up.
Now for tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Fond du Lac Cardinals. Number two, Henry Wright. Number three, Cole Winter. Number 10, Jay Dolphin. Number 15, Drew Bigman. And number 23, Alex Brown. Now the starting lineup for your Kakana Galloping Ghosts. At guard number two, Lauren Monroe. At guard number four, Chris Morgan. At guard number 14, Austin Miller. At guard number 21, Gary Clement. At guard number 30, Kyle
Hartwagon. All right, the lineups a little bit drowned out there by the Alan Parsons' project. Everybody thinks they're the Bulls, don't they? That's usually how it works. But your lineup for the Bondi Cardinals: Henry Wright, Cole Linder, Jay Dalton, Drew Dickman, and Alex Rusch. And for Kakana, Warren Moreau, also Chris Morgan, Austin Miller, Gabe Hammond, and Kyle Verhagen for the Ghosts. Ghosts in the home whites with the orange lettering and numerals and the white shorts. Bondi in the road blacks with the cardinal lettering and numerals. Fond du Lac will start with possession, moving from, I guess it would be left to right as we see it here at the broadcast location here. Bondi coming in. Henry Wright stopping at the free throw line. He'll toss it out to Drew Dickman. Working around the circle here. Near top of the key is Wright. Wright tossing to Dalton at the right-hand side. Comes back out to Wright. Three-pointer straight on. Bounces off the back of the rim. No good. And the Ghosts have their first possession. Just underway. 30 seconds in. We're scoreless on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Kakana with it. Working with it here. Tossing it off. Getting it to Chris Morgan. Morgan will dribble. Now he bounces it behind the back. Drive to the basket. Up and in. Gabe Hammond with the basket for Kakana, and it's 2-0 Ghosts on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Dickman dribbles near top of the key. Dickman, still near top of the circle, tosses to Dalton, left-hand side. Dalton out to Rusch for three, clangs off the back of the rim, and the rebound comes down to the Ghosts. Three-pointer straight on, missed the shot, but the offensive rebound for the Ghosts. And they'll pull it back out. Head off here to Morgan. Morgan going to the right-hand side. He'll work it back out near the perimeter. Fires it down low. Left side, layup good. Four nothing Ghosts on the Quest Interior scoreboard with 16:24 to play in the first half. Here's Dalton dribbling left side, left it well short. The ball caroms all the way out near half court, and the Cardinals able to track it down. Linder rolls it in, getting it into Rusch. Now they toss it back out to him at top of the key. Here's Rusch again for the right-hand side. And he'll kick it back out for three along the left. Left it short. And here come the Ghosts the other way. Sprinting with a shot up and in. Morgan knocks it down. Morgan with the runner just took it coast to coast. And it's 6-0 Kakana on the Quest Interior scoreboard. 15:45 to play in the first half. Is Dickman in the right-hand corner. Dickman rolling it to the elbow. Now he gets it back out. He'll launch from three and bury it.
Three by Drew Dickman.
Drew Dickman knocks it down. Three points for the Cardinals. And it is a 30-second timeout taken as the Ghosts' lead is cut in half. 6-3 Kakana with 15:32 left to play in the first half here on the Quest Interior scoreboard. This game is brought to you by Quest Interiors with locations in Fond du Lac and Oshkosh. Also a big thank you to AirTech Heating. AirTech and Bryant doing whatever it takes at 924-6742. Cardinals trail 6-3, and three-pointer from Dickman cutting the lead in half. They trailed 6-0. It is Kakana ball out of the timeout here. So the Ghosts will have the basketball out of that timeout. Hammond works it inside to the basket up and in. 8-3. 5-point advantage on the Quest Interior scoreboard with 15:15 rather left to play in the first half. Linder catches near top of the circle and work it over to the left-hand side. Dickman sidesteps the defender, brings it in, kicks it out to Dalton on the wing. Dalton drives in, coming left to, or right to left, pardon me, and he misses the shot. The Ghosts come back the other way. Morgan with it here. Morgan will hand it off right-hand side. Morgan working him back out. Driving inside to the basket. No, but a whistle and a foul. It looks like it will be Morgan at the line here. And it will be. makes the first. It's 9-3. Mudler, Waldrop, and Sipple all checking in for Kakana. And one more foul shot here for Morgan. And he sinks it both. Morgan now has 4. 10-3. The lead is 7 for Kakana with 14:40 to play in the first half. This is right near top of the circle. He drives the lane, dishes it out to Roosh. Roosh in front of the basket. Turnaround jumper good. Alex Roosh, most mispronounced name in Fox Valley Association history, met the basket there. Here's the drive for Kakana, up and in. Morgan with the drive makes it 12-5 on the Quest Interior scoreboard with 14:11 to play in the first half. Right tossing to Roosh just inside the right corner. Roosh along the baseline will kick it back out. Here's Dickman. Dickman bringing it in right to left, puts it up. No, but a whistle and a foul. Foul on Mudler, his first, team's first. And Dickman will get 2 here. First one good. Twelve to six, Kakana. And Dickman will get 1 more. And he sinks it both. Dickman now with 5. The lead is 5 at 12-7 for the Ghosts. Here's Morgan driving. Morgan kicking out to the right-hand wing. Bringing it in. Short jumper in front of the hoop. No good. Dalton grabs the rebound. He sprints the other way. Cardinals get it in the post. Now bringing it in. Off glass is Roosh. No, it falls out. No good, and Kakana sprinting back the other way. Coming in from the right-hand side, feeding it into the left-hand corner now. Mid-range jumper good for Morgan. Or make that Sipple, pardon me. Sipple knocks it down. 7-point advantage, 14-7, with 13:17 to play in the first half. Kakana up on their home court. There's a kick out to Linder. Linder from the right-hand side brings it back out near top of the key. Dalton catches at the left wing. Dalton bringing it in for the wing, dishes it back into the corner. They work it back out here, Linder. Linder will pull and pop. No, well short on the 3. And Kakana sprinting back of the way. Here's a drive, a little circus shot. No, but they will get a foul on the Cardinals here, and Kakana should be going to the line. Fouls on Henry Wright. And Chris Morgan will shoot 2 here for Kakana. Morgan misses the first. Hammond stepping back in here for Kakana. As you heard, Ethan Wagner-Lang stepping in here for Fondi. Morgan's second is off the front of the rim, no good. 0 for 2 that trip. So the lead stays at 7 for Kakana, 14-7 with 12:44 to play for the first half. Here's Henry Wright, right near top of the circle, backing it back out near half court. Rolling it to the left-hand side for Roosh. Now here's Wagner-Lang from the left-hand side. Roosh gets it back. Roosh weaves through the defenders, kicks it out. Left side, 3. Good. Henry Wright knocks down the triple, and he makes it a 4-point game, 14-10, with 12:12 to play in the first half. On that Quest Interior scoreboard, Kakana still in front, and they have the basketball. In front of the basket, turnaround jumper, good. Moreau with the basket there for Kakana. Extends the lead back out to 6, 16-10. Here's Dalton driving, coming in for the right-hand side, gets the hoop and the hard. foul is called on Waldrop, Tyson Waldrop for Kakana. His first, team's second. And Dalton gets the three-point play. 16-13 the score. Ghosts in front. 11:48 to play for the first half on that Quest Interior scoreboard. Regular season finale for both Fondi and Kakana. Morgan dribbles it up the court. Morgan goes to the right-hand side and throws it away. We'll go back to Fond du Lac here. Cardinals with a chance to tie with a three. They can pull within 1 point with a two. As Wright brings it up the court, dribbles near top of the circle. He'll go right side of the lane. Pushing it here. Jumper rolls home. Wagner Lang knocks it down, and it is 16-15. Kakana works with it, feeds it inside, now rolling it back out to top of the circle. And now a steal. Cardinals take it away, a chance to take the lead. Bounce pass, Roosh, right side, layup, no, tapping it all the way out. As Dalton tries to chase it down, it's probably going to be Kakana basketball here. We're going back to Fond du Lac. No, yeah, we'll go back to Fond du Lac here. Ghost last touched it. That's what it looked like, but I couldn't see if Dalton got a hand on it as he tried to track it down out of bounds. Was not the case, apparently. So Fondi has the basketball. Still a chance to take the lead. Here's a layup. Good. Henry Wright puts the Cardinals in front, 17-16. A long three on the way for Morgan, well off the mark. And the Cardinals with a chance to extend their lead out. 10:44 to play first half, Fondi 17, Kakana 16 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Here's Schreider. Schreider will hand it here. Roosh backs it out from just inside the perimeter. Tosses it over to the left-hand side. Now a long three on the way. Roosh, good! Roosh knocks down the triple. He's got 5 points, and just like that, Fondi's up four. 20-16 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. It is a full timeout, so we'll take one as well with 10:22 left to play. In the first half, Fondi has a four-point advantage, 20-16 over Kakana. We're coming up here.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power Buy selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
10:22 to play in the first half on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Fond du Lac leading Kakana 20-16 in the regular season finale. Is Kakana basketball out of the timeout? Cardinals trailed just a few moments ago. Now they're in front by four. Ghost working with it here. On top of the circle. Bringing it back in from the left-hand side, working it back out near top of the key. And now almost a steal, Ghost recover. And off here to Morgan. Morgan from the left wing, tossing it down low in front of the basket. Short layup off glass, good. Waldrop puts it in, makes it a two-point game, 20-18 in the Quest Interior scoreboard. Now a toss in. Roosh from the free throw line kicks it out for three. Good! Henry Wright knocks it down again. It is 23-18 as Wright's heating up here. Now a three back to the way for Kakana. Ghost can't answer. And the Cardinals will take it back to the way. They lead 23-18, 5-point advantage with 9:15 to play in the first half. This is Wright. On the left wing, handing it to Schreider here. Now back to Roosh at top of the circle. Handing it to Mo Crane Jr. Three on the way, good. Henry Wright knocks down another triple. And Wright makes it 26-18. Lead is up to eight for Fondi. Under nine to play in the first half. backing down the defender. And a whistle here. This might be on the Cardinals. Foul is called on Mo Crane Jr., his first and the team's third. Colton Blank, and looks like Jay Dalton back in for Foddy here. 8:48 to play. Cardinals lead 26-18. Still Ghost basketball. As we inbound it here, coming in from the left-hand side is Morgan. Morgan backs it out near half court. Morgan going to go with it, stumbles a little bit, working against the defense, puts it up against Dalton, and Dalton thought he rejected it, but they'll get a foul here, and it looks like it'll be on Dalton. Yep, it will be, his second. Team's fourth. And Morgan will shoot two here with 8:36 to play in the first half. Gets the roll on the first, 26-19. And he'll get one more. And he hits them both. Morgan now with 8 points. It is a 6-point advantage for the Cardinals. 8.5 to play in the first half. Fondi 26, Kakana 20. Here's Dalton at the free throw line, backing down the defender. And as he goes up with it, he's fouled. Foul here on Kakana. That will be on Carson Sipple. His first, team's third. And Dalton gets two, misses the first. One more here for Jay. Six, the second. Dalton now with four, going 1-for-2 at the line. Cardinals lead by 7, 27-20. 8:24 to play in the first half on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. Ghost with it here. Morgan gets it, standing on the word Ghosts on the near sideline. Morgan takes it over to the right wing. Morgan still dribbling with it, now backing it back out close to half court. For Connor K. Back over to the left. Now working it back over to the right. Just continuing to weave about. Getting it to Moreau. Moreau coming in from the left of the lane. Tried to scoop it up. Ended up turning it over, and the Cardinals get it back. Ryder comes out of there with it. He'll hand it off here. Cardinals just holding it right now, setting up the offense. Approaching 7.5 to play. They lead by 7, 27-20. This is Wright coming in. Wright tossing it into the corner. Crane coming in from the left wing. And now baseline drive left to right. Kicking it back out. Top of the circle. Three. Off the mark. No good. Kakana tracks it down. Missed there by Schreider as Kakana takes it back to the way. And a traveling violation called on Kakana. Too many steps there taken by the Ghosts. Linder back in for Fondi. Eric Dvorak in for the Ghosts. 27-20 Cardinals, 7:15 to play for the first half. Hickman brings it across the half-court line here. Down to your half-court, he'll go to the left. Keep back over. Now back to Linder, top of the circle. Handing off here. From the elbow, feeding it out to the wing. And this pass intended for someone, and ended up with nobody. And it goes back to Kakana. 6:51 to play, first half. Cardinals up 7 on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. Kakana with the basketball. It led for the first part of this half. The Cardinals have surged ahead, 27-20. Morgan tried to step back, passed it up, working it back over to the right-hand side. Hammond hands it off here. Coming in from the right-hand side, dishing it from the corner, three, off the mark, no good. And Roof Skies for the rebound. Quick toss ahead. Dumping it off. Reverse layup good. 29-20. Cardinals are up by 9 with 6:08 to play in the first half. Now a quick dish, easy up and in for the Ghosts. They answer 29-22. Wright brings it up the court. Hand it here to Roosh. Roosh from the right-hand side. Out the top of the circle. Dickman 3 off the mark, no good. And the rebound pulled down by the Ghosts. 5:45 left. Cardinals 29, Ghosts 22. Hammond sidesteps the defender, brings it in the post, and lost it out of bounds. Should be Fond du Lac basketball here. And indeed it is. With 5:39 to play in the first half, Cardinals lead by 7. 29-22 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Here's Roosh. From the left-hand side, he'll kick it out to Dalton. Dalton holds it once, pops the three, good. Jay Dalton knocks down the triple. Make it a 10-point game, 32-22 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. One-handed pass down low in the low post, put it up and in. Gabe Hammond puts it in, answers the triple with the deuce. 5:06 to play, Cardinals 32, Ghosts 24 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Right bounces to Roosh, left-hand side, out to Dalton. Dalton bringing it in. Dalton, turnaround, floater, good. Jay Dalton. Dalton, 9 points. And it's back to a 10-point lead at 34-24. It is a 30-second timeout taken by the Ghosts here with 4:50 left to play in the first half here on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Tonight's game is brought to you by Baker Cheese. Freshness in every bite, that's Baker Cheese in County Road G in St. Cloud. Also a big thank you to AirTech Heating, AirTech and Bryant doing whatever it takes at 924-6742. 4:50 to play before halftime. Cardinals lead by 10, 34-24. Remember, Kokona scored the first 6 points of the game and led 16-10 at one point. So far, a 24-8 run. My math is correct. Make it 34-24. Ghosts have the basketball. Under 5 to play for the half. The drive by Morgan. And offensive foul on the Ghosts. I believe a moving screen called there. So we'll go back to the Cardinals. Ghosts, Morgan had a good look there. But foul is the word I'm looking for. I was about to say penalty. Foul is called on the Ghosts, and it goes right back to Fond du Lac, who has the 10-point lead, 4:42 to play for the first half. Dalton coming in left to right, turnaround floater in the lane, left it short. Ball bounces out, and they will get a foul here, it looks like, on Fond du Lac as the Ghosts started to run out with it. That one's on Roosh, his first, and the team's fifth. 4:33 left in the half. Again, Cardinals 34, Ghosts 24 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Morgan dishes it off here to start this possession. Right-hand side, Morgan cutting in right to left, no, and a putback dunk attempt off the miss by Morgan, and it looks like it'll be a foul here on the Cardinals. This one on Ethan Wagner-Lang, his first and the team's sixth. This foul shot for who else but Chris Morgan is good. 34-25. Morgan now unofficially having for 9. One more foul shot here for Morgan. That one rattles home. 34-26. The lead is 8 for the Cardinals. With 4:16 to play for the first half. Wright coming in. Wright dishes it out to Dalton, left wing. Dalton works it back out. They get here to Linden. Hand off. Three. Schreider, good. Knocks down the triple. How about that for an answer? 37-26. The lead is up to 11 for Fondi, under four to play. Whistle here. It'll be an offensive foul on Kakana. So right back it goes to the Cardinals. The mistakes made on Kakana's end. Untimely fouls. Seems like an oxymoron, right? Untimely fouls. Is ever a timely foul? I'm not a basketball expert. I just call into the radio. I did stay at the Holiday Inn Express last night. Is that joke still funny? I don't know. Cardinals have the basketball here, leading 37-26. On the Quest Interior scoreboard. The regular season finale's pass is tossed away, thrown away, and Kakana getting a break. The Cardinals can extend that lead out even further. Morgan working with the near half court. They'll feed it in. In for the low post. Right side of the lane. Turning up. No on the shot, but a whistle and a foul. Foul is called on Mo Crane Jr., his second, team seventh. And a timeout taken here. I did not see it signaled. So I guess we'll take one as well. 3:21 left to play in the first half. Well, I know it was a timeout. Well, he was an injured player. Somehow I missed that. So scratch that. We will keep it here. 3:21 left to play. Cardinals lead by 11, 37-26. West Interior scoreboard. First free throw bounces off the rim, no good for Verhagen. Second one is good. 37-27 make that on the Quest Interior scoreboard. 10-point game with 3:15 to play. Henry Wright forcing and finding the double team. Dalton coming in from the left-hand side. Now they feed it back out to Wright. Wright working with it here. Back it out near half court. Under three to play. Cardinals lead by 10 over Kakana. Toss into the corner. Nearly turned over. And, in fact, they will call a timeout here by the Cardinals, avoiding the turnover. It is a 30-second timeout with 2:54 to play, and Fondi leading 37-27 over Kakana on the Quest Interior scoreboard. And tonight's game is brought to you by Coal Oil and Propane, serving Fond du Lac, Lamira, Ripon, Campbellsport, and surrounding communities with top-quality fuels, lubricants, propane, and a customer-first service that's second to none. Online at coaloilandpropane.com. 2:54 left before halftime. Coming up at halftime, we'll hear from Norbert Durst, the WIS Sports Minutes on the way. Check out the latest high school sports headlines. Check out the regional brackets. We broke them down for the two teams playing here tonight, but we'll look at the rest of the matchups in those respective regionals. The boys' basketball playoffs get underway on Tuesday. We'll talk more about that at halftime as well. Fondi retains possession. Henry Wright gets the inbound pass. 2:50 to play in the first half. Cardinals leading by 10. In the corner, here is Schreider. Schreider handing off here, getting it to Wright. Wright at the free throw line, rolls it out to Dalton, left side. Coming in from the left-hand side, left to right, cutting. No, missed the scoop shot. Did Jay Dalton, and Kakana sprints it back in the way. Morgan from the left wing. Morgan backing it out with 2.5 to play. Feeding it in, tossing it down, loading the basket up and in. Hammond makes the basket from point blank range, 37-29, with 2:14 to play for the first half on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Those continue to chip into that lead. It was 11 points just a few moments ago. Linder splitting the defenders, throws it away, And before it can get back into the possession of the Ghosts, they will throw it out of bounds. Tried to save it by tossing it off of Alex Roush. And went off of the Kakana player. Actually, the Kakana player stepped out of bounds. Dalton coming in. Dalton goes up with it and is fouled. Dalton found a clear path right down the middle of the lane. And he will go to the line here to shoot two. Foul is on Tyson Waldrop for Kakana. The second, only the team's fifth. And Dalton makes the first. Dalton now with 10 points. 38-29. And one more for Dalton. Back-to-back at the free throw line for Jay. 11 points for Dalton. And the lead back to 10. Bondi 39, Kakana 29. Minute 55 left in the first half. This is Morgan. Morgan going to take it himself all the way to the rack, but can't finish. Wright scoops it up. Hansing it here. Roush to the basket. Good. Alex Roush off the feed from Henry Wright, and the Cardinals surge back in front 41-29. And a whistle here. This is a full timeout, so we will take one as well. Minute 41 left to play in the first half. Final Act 41, Kakana 29. More coming up after this on KFI.
Small town, huge flavors. In the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering. Serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. They also make fresh homemade pizza. 12 varieties to choose from. All with real Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Fresh veggies or their own homemade sausage or pepperoni. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Minute 41 left in the first half. Final Act leads Kakana 41-29 on the West Interior scoreboard. Morgan working with him. Let's dish it off here. Coming in right corner, three. Good. Rowe knocked down the three, 41-32. Lead back down to nine on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Schreiner catches in the corner, brings it out to the right corner. Work it out here to Dalton. Linder catches, tosses Schreiner right the right wing. Rolls it back to the top of the circle for Roush. Roush heading back out. Three-pointer on the way.
Good!
Henry Wright knocks down the triple. He answers the triple from Kakana with his own, 44-32. 12-point lead for the Cardinals. 45 seconds to play. Kakana is probably just going to dribble it out here, hold for the first, or for the final shot of the half. That's what they're going to do, just hold it. Opponents of a shot clock screaming right now. 28 seconds left. Ghosts just holding it. They trail 44-32. Morgan back on your half court doing the honors. Goes from the far side to the near side. Clapping intensifies. Morgan going to take it. Morgan right of the lane. Morgan puts it up. No. Cardinals get the rebound. They'll get a chance here. And the shot is off target. And that is how the first half will come to an end, with the Cardinals leading Kakana. Score right now on the Quest Interiors scoreboard, Fondi up by 12 over the Ghosts, 44-32 here this evening. In the regular season finale of boys basketball for the Fondi Cardinals, Cardinals lead at the break 44-32. You are in tune now with the Taco Bell Halftime Show. Locations on East and West Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. Make the night memorable and live Mas with Taco Bell. Coming up, we'll hear from Norbert Durst with Sports Minute coming up. We'll recap the first half, look at the regional pairings, and more to come right here on KFIZ. Fondi leads Kakana 44-32 at the break. More coming up after this.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Wisconsin, who do you meet?
Answer: men and women who play high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question: so where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer: high school sports.
This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Successful teams don't take the field without proper practice first. At Cole Oil and Propane, they've been perfecting their craft for four generations. The team members at Cole Oil go to great lengths to make sure they know you and your needs, many times before you even do, like full-time tank monitoring, allowing Cole Oil and Propane to keep an eye on your tanks so you don't have to. Become a part of the Cole Oil and Propane team today. Four generations of success, putting their success to work for you. Find out more at Cole Oil and Propane.
Do your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Notes from the opening round of girls basketball regional play and top games to watch on Friday. I'm Norbert Durst, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by VNNSports.net. More high school sports news after this.
As the official software provider for nearly 3,000 high schools across the country, VNN knows it's been a different kind of year. And while the game hasn't changed, your school's needs have. If you're an athletics administrator, it's more important now than ever to go digital and make sure parents, athletes, and fans have all the information they need to feel safe, up-to-date, and connected to your high school sports programs. A website, digital ticketing, fundraising, live streaming, social media sync, VNN does it all to make your life easier. Check out the new necessities for the new normal at VNNSports.net.
The opening round of WIAA girls basketball regional play was held Tuesday across the state. The night featured higher seeds going 86-20 and two teams winning their first game of the season. Chippewa Falls defeated River Falls 45-43 in Division I action. And Newman Catholic knocked off Mercer 51-30 in a D5 contest. The opening round also had five forfeits. The next round of the WIAA playoffs is Friday with regional semifinal play. Top games in Division 1 include Nina at Appleton East, West Bend West at Slinger, Brookfield East at DSHA, and Kokona at Kimberly. In Division 2, the top games include New Berlin West at Pewaukee and Catholic Memorial at New Berlin Eisenhower. Unlike the top two divisions, divisions 3 through 5 don't have any big-time matchups on Friday. Check out WISSports.net for the previews and predictions for all five divisions. Other sports competing in postseason play this weekend include state individual wrestling and sectional play in boys and girls hockey. Boys basketball playoffs begin next Tuesday with regional quarterfinal games across the state. Head to WISSports.net for the brackets, previews, and more. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at wissports.net.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap out a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters the most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at American Family Insurance at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
There's no escape. You can't hide. They're following you. Your cravings for nacho fries will never stop. The warm nacho cheese sauce and savory Mexican spices will not let you get away. So there's only one thing left to do. Run to Taco Bell, because nacho fries are back. Head to Taco Bell and silence your cravings before nacho fries disappear again. Only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. locations for a limited time only.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. The only game in town.
High School Hoops continues here on KFIZ as we bring you boys basketball action here on this Thursday evening. Cardinals leading Kokona 44-32 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. And welcome into the Taco Bell Halftime Show. Spencer Wagon here with you. Thanks for joining us this evening. He texted me, said it was snowing a little bit back in Fond du Lac, so be careful. Still winter, going to be a cold weekend. And, well, basketball going strong here as we head into the weekend. Cardinals leading 44-32. You remember they trailed 6-0 and then 16-10 before surging ahead. I mentioned that 24-8 run. And the Cardinals extending that lead out to 44-32 at the break. Kakana had a last chance at a shot. They held for the last shot, but did not really even get a shot off as the shot went down to the final seconds, or the Ghost took the possession down to the final seconds is what I'm trying to say. Got a decent look at it, but did not go. Cardinals actually did get the ball back with about a second left. Steven Schreider launched up a prayer with just about 5/10 of a second left. It was no good, but Cardinals with the lead 44-32. And being led so far, Henry Wright, I have him with 14, Jay Dalton with 11 for Fond du Lac to lead the Cardinals in that first half. So Fondy has the lead at the break, 44-32, second half coming up momentarily here on KFIZ. Wrapping up the top news in the sports world from the last 24 hours or so, Badgers last night getting the win over Nebraska, win the other evening. For the Badgers last night, they'll be back in action, scheduled to be back in action, at least I should say, against Michigan. Michigan's had, their last, five, six games canceled because of a pause in COVID, or due to COVID activity or COVID situation at Michigan. So that game is scheduled to be played. Michigan was supposed to play Illinois tonight. That game was postponed. So we'll see if that Badger game does happen. It's scheduled for Sunday at noon. So we'll see what happens with that contest. Of course, if it does get postponed, we'll keep you up to date. But the season is waning fast for the Big Ten teams. Some of these teams got to start making up games, and that's why the Nebraska game, which is supposed to be today, was pushed up a day because Nebraska has to play again tomorrow night, and there's just a whole scheduling kind of mess going on here with the Big Ten with some of these teams that have been on extended pause. So Badgers are scheduled to be back in action on Sunday against Michigan, but we'll see how Michigan's COVID situation has been going if that game actually gets played. Marquette got blown up by Villanova last night in Big East play. Bucks failing to win in Phoenix. Seems like a broken record anytime you say that, but came down to the wire. Giannis had 47 points, but the Bucks lost to the Phoenix Suns last night. They're back in action tomorrow. We will have that game for you tomorrow on KFIZ, Bucks and the Utah Jazz, to wrap up the week. High school playoff action on the air for you tomorrow. We'll dip into the Division III ranks tomorrow as St. Mary Springs plays host to North Fond du Lac in girls' regional semifinal play. Of regional championship play for you on Saturday as well. So a couple games back-to-back here, and then a little bit of lowland action to start the week next week, but we're back in action Thursday, Friday, Saturday as well. So we'll have those games for you right here in KFIZ. We, of course, invite you to check out the website, KFIZ.com, local sports section, to find out more with our sports broadcast schedule. Of course, we'll keep you up to date on the air as well in the mornings with our morning sports reports. But right here in this final regular season game of the 2020-2021 season, Fond du Lac leads Kakana 44-32. We'll take a quick timeout, back with the second half after this on KFIZ.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese Store in County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111, 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
Getting set for the second half. Kakana will start with possession, moving left to right. Cardinals lead the Ghosts 44-32. Quest Interior scoreboard, and we're underway. Kakana is starting with possession here. Rolling it in, now getting it back out. Tossing it down low, put a basket up and in. Just like that, a basket makes it 44-34 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. And a whistle back down the court here. Fondi bringing it up the court. Not sure what the whistle was for there, but Wright starts this possession. Wright will take it to the free throw line. Whistle here, and an offensive foul call to the Cardinals. So back it goes to Kokana. Goes with a bucket and a chance to get another one here. It's 30 seconds into this second half. Cardinals lead 44-34 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Ball is called a Henry Wright, his second of the team's first. Morgan tosses it off to the left-hand side, feeding it in. Backing down to the center, losing the basketball. And turning up and in, putting it in. Back like that, leading it down to 8. 44-36 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. 17-10 to play as Katana turns up the pressure here. Foul is called on Moreau for Kokana as Fondi tried to bring it up the court. So first team foul on our first personal, first team foul. And the Cardinals having some trouble here. Full court pressure here. Baseball pass to Dalton. Cutting through the lane. Can't finish his route. And he goes out of bounds to Kokana. The ghost turning up the defensive pressure. Cardinals broke it there. Roosh couldn't finish to answer the mini run here from the Ghosts. And it's an 8-point game, 44-36, 12-8 in a hurry. 16:50 left to play for the game. Hammond working with it here. Hammond, handing it off. Hammond, going to get to Sipper. And they work it back over to the left-hand side. Morgan now in the corner, rolling it in. It's inside the corner. Coming in, floater in front of the hoop, no. Putting it up, second chance, no. Roosh skies for the rebound. Cardinals back the other way. Wright dribbles it over to Dalton. Dalton coming in from the right wing. Dalton, the floater off glass and good. Dalton with the answer, that's what you like to see. 46-36, back to a 10-point lead. 16:03 to play for the game. On the Quest Interior scoreboard. Morgan near top of the circle. Going to take it himself. He'll flip it out into the corner. Moreau passes up the three. Now brings it in. Now works it back out. Getting it down low. Turning. Firing off glass. No, but a whistle and a foul. Foul is called on Drew Dickman. His first and the team's third. First one good. Forty-six 37, 9-point game. And 2 for 2. 46-38, 15:45 to play for the game on the Quest Interior Street. Dalton brings it up to court. Dalton. Puts it back out to Dickman near half court. Gets him now with a handoff. Over to Wright. Back to Dickman in the court. And a steal. Goes take it away. Quick toss ahead. Morgan, reverse layup in. Down to a 6-point lead for the Cardinals. 46-40. And the pass is stolen away. Cardinals can't get it up the court. Missed the easy layup, did the Ghosts. Back down the other way. They had a chance to make it a 4-point game. They just missed it. Missed the bunny. A whistle here. So it stays Cardinal basketball here. Is that a bench warning or is that wouldn't have been a technical? It's going to be shot. Cardinals will have the basketball. Their lead has been cut to 6, 46-40. 15 minutes to play for the game. toss into the corner. Dalton gets it back. Dalton firing it back into the corner. Cutting loose. Another pass thrown away. Bosch get it again. Morgan brings it up the court for Katana. Morgan pulls the trigger from deep. Three bounces off the rim, no good, and Roosh gets the rebound. And in the backcourt, Roosh fouled there? I think he was. Yeah, he was. Foul is called on Moreau, his second and the team's second. 14:44 to play for the game. Cardinals' lead is down to 6, 46-40. Wright tosses it up the court. Rolling it over here. Dickman sprints across the half court line. And tossed into the corner. Almost knocked away. Roosh had to sky for that one to get that one from going out of bounds. In his own bench. Dalton in the basket. Dalton coming in. Dalton to the basket. Right side layup. Good. Jake Dalton with the answer. My goodness. What a player he has become this season. Lead back out to 8 at 48-40 with 14:07 to play for the game. Here's Morgan. Morgan dishing into the corner, and his pass is out of bounds. We'll see if it was tipped. Is it still Ghost basketball? I believe it is. Yes, it is. Ghost will keep it. 14 minutes to play. Lead is 8 for the Cardinals at 48-40. Here's Chris Morgan. Morgan will hand it off to the left-hand side. He gets it back on the right. And it's out of the circle. Morgan cutting right in the lane. Putting it up. Got it in the foul for Chris Morgan. Morgan with the basket. It's 48-42. He'll be at the free throw line. Allen's called on Roosh, his third team's fourth. Scoreboard incorrectly gave the Cardinals two more points, which, you know, that's okay. Morgan takes the foul shot. 48-43 is the score. 13:40 to play. Drive in the dish, put it up and in. Now it's 50-43. 13:30 to play. Roosh with the little scoop in. Scores 50-43. Audi up by 7 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. 18:20 to play for the game. Sipple tosses left-hand side. Three-pointer on the way good. Morgan knocks down the three, 50-46, 13 minutes to play, the lead is 4. Roosh gets the handoff here from Dickman. Dickman holds it back out of the half court. Dickman with the handoff to Dalton here. 12:50 to play, Cardinals lead by 4. Here's Dalton. Dalton pulls the trigger from three and buries the triple. Jay Dalton with the answer. What a three for Jay right there. Held it for a couple seconds and just buried the triple to answer and extend the lead back out. It was a four-point game, now it's 7-point. 12:44 to play for the contest on the Quest Interior scoreboard. And the timeout taken, did not see how long it was, so I guess we'll keep it right here and tell you tonight's game is brought to you by Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones advisor at 976 East Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. Also, a big thank you to Eden Meat Market and Catering. 477-2711. Cardinals 53, Ghosts 46. 12:44 to play for the contest. On that Quest Interior scoreboard, Jay Dalton, a big three. After the Ghosts cut it to 4, Dalton answers with the three. McConaughey has the basketball. As Chris Morgan dribbles it up the court. Morgan rolling it into the high post. Looking for some help, turning it around in a travel. Yeah, an easy one there. Traveling violation called on the Ghosts. as it goes back to 12:33 to play for the game. Cardinals lead 53-46. Those have been amping up the defensive pressure here on the inbounds, trying to create turnovers and get the easy basket as they create a turnover in the back. But Dalton trying to get it up the court. Dalton will hand it to you. Got a 5 second call. There it is. Yes, it is. Just a regular foul. Nope, 5 seconds. 12:20 to play. Ghosts get it back off the turnover. As Morgan brings it up the court. Morgan tossing it in, feeding it out. Three-pointer left corner. Triple knocks down the three. 53-49. Lead is back to four. Cardinals toss it quickly ahead. Coming in left hand. Offensive foul called on the Cardinals. Wave off the basket. Offensive foul on Wagner Lang as he crashed into one of the Kakata defenders trying to prevent him from making the basket. So here we go. Ghosts make it a one-possession game here. 11:50 to play for the game. 53-49. Toss off to the left-hand side here for Kakana. Get back to top of the circle is Morgan. Morgan handing it back off. Hammond tossing into the corner. Baseline drive. Rolling it in. And now a whistle here. Called on Henry Wright, his third. He's fifth. Steven Schreider checking in with 11:31 to play. Ghost toss it in, turn around, no. Short jumper was contested. And the Ghost missed an opportunity to make it a one possession game. Dickman catches in the corner, fires it out to Wright. Here's Dalton. Now in the corner. Get it back out here. Free throw line into the corner. Three off the mark, no good. Cardinals save it though. Wright coming in, handing it here to Roosh. Roosh near the top of the key. Roosh takes it right away, and he throws it away. That's as fun as it goes. 11:02 to play in the contest. Cardinals lead down to 53-49. They led 44-32 at halftime. Ghost basketball, an opportunity again to make it a one-possession game. Morgan here, handing it off. Gets it back. Morgan, here, top of the key. Morgan, rolling it in. Right of the lane. Coming around the defender, turning, firing, no. Second chance. And the foul for Kakana. So the Ghosts can make it a one-point game. Foul is called on Roosh. That is his fourth and the team's seventh. And 10:42 to play. And the foul shot is good, and we have a one-point game. 53-52. The Cardinals' lead is down to just 1 point. 12-point advantage at halftime. Now just 1 point. It's a drive to the basket. Wright misses the short layup. And goes to the chance to take the lead back. Morgan dribbling through, and he's called for the offensive foul. Ghost fans think it's the worst call ever. Apparently, I've never seen a charge. Goes back to the Cardinals here. 10:24 to play. Pardon me. 53-52. Morgan's second foul, third team. Cardinals have seven, so the Ghosts are in the bonus here for the final 10:22. And a whistle here. Cardinals trying to bring it up the court again. Kakana really amping up that defensive pressure, finding that weakness. As they try to force the Cardinals into a turnover and an easy score. Gabe Hammond called for the foul. That's his first and the team's fourth. The Cardinals try to inbound here. There they do. Wright brings it across the half-court line. Wright finds Dalton here near half-court. Dalton going to take it himself. Dalton. The whistle as he goes up with it. No on the shot, but a foul call here at the corner. This one on O'Neal for the Ghosts. John O'Neal. His first team's fifth. And Dalton will shoot two. First one for Dalton is good. Back to a two-point game. Got Dalton with 19. 54-52 our score. 10:05 to play on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Misses the second, so stays a one-possession game. Would have been regardless, but Ghost get tired, take the lead. As they throw the pass away, and Morgan passes careless. As Dickman sprints the other way with it, as Wright has the double team in half court. To get to Dalton. Dalton coming in right side. Layup, good! We get the offensive foul. They will get the offensive foul, my mistake. He made the layup, but they called the offensive foul. The third team foul on Dalton, third personal on Dalton, the eighth on the Cardinals. Toss in, right of the lane, and offensive foul back the other way. At least they called it both ways, right? Foul called on Hammond, he'd be back down the defender. One fan base unhappy, the other fan base is unhappy. 9:34 to play. Cardinals lead by two, 54-52 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Wright tossing into the corner. Dalton coming in from the left corner, skirting through the defenders. Now he gets it back. He'll pull the trigger for three. Karam's off the rim, no good. Would have been a big answer there. Unable to make it fall. 9:14 to play. Cardinals still lead by two, 54-52. Ghost could tie or take the lead on this possession. Morgan hanging with it here. Morgan tossing it down low. Working up, and man, we're tied. 54 apiece. A 22-10 run for Kakana. They trailed 44-32. We're all tied at 54. Now a three back to the way. Dickman answers! 57-54. Drew Dickman knocks down the triple. Back in the way, goes after again with the layup. 57-56. The action heating up. 8:28 to play. Cardinals lead is one, 57-56. It's in your half court, going to double team when he calls the timeout. It is a full timeout, so we'll take one as well. 8:19 to play for the game. Fondi leads Kakana 57-56. More coming up.
Attention HVAC technicians and installers. AirTech Heating wants to meet you. We have a long-standing reputation of honesty, integrity, and quality craftsmanship in Fond du Lac and the surrounding area. But as we grow, we're looking to add experienced techs and installers to our team, and fast. If you've got HVAC experience and want to join our amazing crew, apply today at airtech911.com. If you're looking for steady, full-time work, ongoing hands-on training, excellent pay and benefits, uniforms, trucks, and tools provided, AirTech Heating is the place for you. Apply today at airtech911.com.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
8:19 to play in this one on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Body leads by one, 57-56. Kakana trailed by 12 at the half. Tied it up at 54 just a few short moments ago. Drew Dickman answering with the three. And then Kakana getting a quick layup to make it a one-point game again. It is Cardinal basketball. They lead by one. Jay Dalton has it here for Fondi. And he tosses it to Schreiner. Schreiner finds it here out to Cole Linden. Linden's it toward the arc. Now works it back down. Linden touches in the center. Linden back out. Right will try from three. Good! Good! He cans the three, back to a four-point game, 60-56, under eight to play. I think that was Linder on the three, my mistake. Tossing it down low, working it around the baseline, out of bounds, off to Kakana, back to the Cardinals to go. 60-56, Fondi. 7:41 to play for the game on the Quest Interior scoreboard. As Fondi will work it up the court here, Dalton catches the pass for Dickman on the near sideline. Dickman works it back over. Over, Schreider, three, bounces off the rim, no good. Could have been a big one there. 7:27 to play. 60-56. Here's Moreau. Moreau will hand it here, getting it to Sipple. Sipple from the right-hand side. We'll bring it back out near half court. Over to Moreau, feeding it down low in the post, and knocked out of bounds. It will stay with Capana, it looks like here. Ah. 7-11 to play. As Wagner Lang steps in here, as does Mo Crane Jr. for the Cardinals. 60-56. Cardinals lead by four. Goes to the basketball. Quick layup, right side, good. To a two-point game, 60-58. With 7 minutes left to play in the game, West Interior scoreboard. Snap to the backcourt. Dixon will catch it here. Linder hands it here back to Wright. Wright tossing into the corner. Working it back out. Right, left side, three. Bounces off the rim, no good. Dalton gets the offensive board, but throws it right away. Next opportunity there. Kakana can tie or take the lead. Quick drive to the basket. No on the short little bunny layup in front of the hoop for the Ghosts. As the Cardinals take it back. 6.5 to play. They lead by two, 60-58. Dalton finding it back out to Wright. Now he and Wright play catch. Dalton holding it here. Dalton back out near that court. Dalton backing down the defender. Had it back off to Wright. Wright with it here, coming to the top of the circle. Back over to Dalton. 6:10 to play. Cardinals 60, Ghosts 58. Dalton going to take it himself. To the basket. The runner, no good. Moreau grabs the rebound for the Ghosts. They'll sprint back the other way with Morgan. Morgan stops at the free throw line, now backs it out. And a whistle here. And a timeout taken by Kakana. With 5:55 left to play in the contest, Fondi leading the Ghosts 60-58 on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. And tonight's game is brought to you by Quest Interiors, with locations in Fond du Lac and Oshkosh, offering flooring, cabinetry, countertops, window treatments, exceptional style, and exceptional safety. Quest Interiors. 5:55 left to play. Fondi leads 60-58. Kakana calling a timeout here. Best play that could either tie or get them tie the game or get them to lead. Ghosts will inbound. And Morgan will work it up the court. Morgan out near half court. Tosses it left. Left hand side is Moreau. Back to top of the circle for Hammond. Hammond just right of the circle. Feeds it back over to Morgan. Morgan back out into the left corner. Baseline drive, left to right, to the basket, no, but a whistle and a foul here on the Cardinals. Foul on Ethan Wagner-Lang, his third. And it will be Sipple at the line, my mistake. Ninth team foul, first foul, not good, it's a one-point game. 60-59. One more here to tie it for the Ghosts. And he does. Sipple hits them both. Tied up at 60. 5.5 to play for the game on the Quest Interior scoreboard. And he's trying the double team here. And a steal. Errant pass to the basket and the lead for the Ghosts. A steal as the Cardinals worked it up the court. The Ghosts have the lead again. And now the Cardinals throw it away. two unforced errors right as the Cardinals got it to half court. The Ghosts just took it right away and took it to the basket. And now the Cardinals throw it away on the subsequent inbound, or the first pass after the inbound. And the Ghosts have a chance to extend their lead out. Morgan cutting right side layup, good. And now the Ghosts are up four, 64-60. 4:55 to play for the game. Adi Tossi to the head. Here's Dalton to the basket. Count it and one. Foul is called on Hammond. A chance to make it a one-point game here for Dalton. 4:50 left in this one. Still a long way to go. But the Ghosts, you remember, were down 12 at halftime, rallied to tie at a 54, and then take their first lead at 62-60. Dalton sinks the foul shot, so it's a one-point game. 64-63, Ghosts in front. 4:44 to play for the game. Morgan catches. Morgan rolls it in right of the lane, up to Hammond. Good. Back to a three-point game, 66-63. 4.5 to play for the game. Ghosts in front. Led early in the first half. Trailed by 12 at halftime. Now they have the lead again here late in the second half. Griffin brings it out to right. Now here's Dalton. Dalton on top of the circle. Dalton backs it out. Works to the right-hand side. Now he brings it in. Dalton floater in the lane. No good. Second chance. Puts it up. Can't get the roll. As in the scrum there is a whistle and a foul called. And this one will be on Kekana. Foul is called on Waldrop, his third. And the team's seventh. This will be Roosh at the free throw line here for Fondi. This is the front end of the one and one, so big miss there. It is a three-point game. Kekana 66, Fondi 63, under four to play in the game. Pulling it in, coming in, left side layup, no. What a whistle and a foul here on the Cardinals. That one on Dalton. On Dalton, fourth personal on him, 10th team foul, so goes in the double bonus here. First foul shot is good. A four-point game, 67-63. Roosh has four, so does Dalton when it comes to fouls. And his first foul shots are good. The lead is 68-63 for Kekana. Toss ahead, Dalton able to track it down. Dalton the runner, count it, and the foul, Jay Dalton. D865, he'll get one more chance to make it a two-point game. Foul there called on Gabe Hammond. It's his fourth. So three key players in this game, Roosh, Dalton, and Hammond, all with four fouls. As Dalton sinks the foul shot, two-point game, Kekana 68, Fondi 66, with 3:40 left to play for the contest on that Quest Interior scoreboard. Ghosts have it here. Hammond catching near top of the key. He'll work it over to the left-hand side. Rolling it. Low on the left to the basket. It rainos around and down. 70-66. Right in front of the hoop is Monroe to make that one. And a quick toss ahead. Lake Crane Jr. loses it out of bounds. Back to Kekana it goes. 3:15 to play. Ghosts 70. Cardinals 66. Dickman steps in here for Fondi. Cardinals got to find it deep within him here. They trailed by five with under 2 minutes left against Wanakee on Monday and one. Trailed by four with 3:11 to play in the game here. See what happens tonight. With two of your key players in foul trouble, too. Four fouls for both Dalton and Roosh. rolling it in, into the post. Fine, and the cut to the basket, up and in. Ghosts extending the lead 72-66, so an even bigger rally needed here for the Cardinals. 2:47 to play. Here's Dickman. Handing it to Wright near half court. 2:39 to play. Kakana 72, Fondi 66. Drive to the basket, right, hoop shot falls. 72-68 with 2:22 left. And knocked out of bounds, back down the other way for Kakana. Ball will stay with the Ghosts here. 2:26 to play, Cardinals trail by 4, 72-68. Now the Quest interior scoreboard. Rowe catches, he'll catch at the right wing. He'll back it out near half court. 2:20 to play, Ghosts by 4. Back to Moreau on the left. Working here to Hammond. Hammond with a handoff here to Morgan. Morgan sidesteps the defender, works it to the free throw line. Now getting it back out. Morgan will work it back out over to the left. Morgan has it. Morgan beating it down low. Moreau. Moreau in the post. Moreau left side layup. Left it short. Fondi gets the rebound. Cardinals trail by 4. Minute 45 to play. We get some more last-minute magic here. And Dalton. Dalton takes it. Dalton to the basket. Good. Jade Dalton makes it a two-point game. 90 seconds to play. Cardinals trail 72-70 on the Quest interior scoreboard. Morgan works it across the half-court line. Morgan will hand it off to Moreau. I'm going to get back here. Working it over. Rowe gets it again. Out to Morgan for three. Morgan can't knock it down. Dalton can't get the rebound, though, as the Ghosts turn it over. The Ghosts thought they had it. They had it knocked away. They tried to track it down to the corner, but the Cardinals have a chance to tie or take the lead. Three of the way. Good! Dickman knocks it down. Fondi back in front. 55 seconds to play. 73-72. From the right-hand corner, there's your magic. They're going to hold on. Drive to the basket. Score it for Kakana. Back in front they go. 44 seconds left. Ghosts in front, 74-73. 30-second timeout taken. My goodness. Can you get any more exciting than the last two games for Fond du Lac? Dickman hits the three. Ghosts get the layup. Back and forth we go, 44 seconds left. As the Cardinals got in front, albeit briefly, 73-72 on the strength of the Dickman three. But, Ghosts answered. The second half was much different than the first. 12-point game at halftime. Monty was in front. A one-point lead at 74-73. Need a bucket to win, much like you did on Monday. Toss into the corner. Three-pointer left side off the mark, no good. Ghosts get the rebound, and they can extend the lead out here. 28 seconds. I'm looking to force the turnover here, and they'll foul. Morgan is fouled, and that one will be on Linder, it looks like. That is his first. Cardinals are over the limit, so two shots here for Chris Morgan. Morgan's first is good. It stays 75-73. It goes to 75-73, pardon me. And a big free throw here for Chris Morgan. He makes them both, so it's a three-point game. Cardinals need the three to tie. And a timeout taken here with 24.2 left. We will take a timeout as well. Cardinals need some last-minute magic again. They trail Kakana 76-73 with 24.2 to play in the game in the Quest Interior scoreboard. More
successful teams don't take the field without proper practice first. At Cole Oil and Propane, they've been perfecting their craft for four generations. The team members at Cole Oil go to great lengths to make sure they know you and your needs, many times before you even do, like full-time tank monitoring, allowing Cole Oil and Propane to keep an eye on your tanks so you don't have to. Become a part of the Cole Oil and Propane team today. Four generations of success, putting their success to work for you. Find out more at coaloilandpropane.com.
Back here for high school hoops, 24.2 left. Fondi trails by three to Kakana, 76-73 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Kakana surging in front of the second half. They trail by 12 at halftime, as we mentioned several times. Cardinals went in front briefly, 73-72, but the last four have been scored by the Ghosts. The Cardinals need a three to tie. As Wright will dribble it up the court here for Fondi. Wright gets it to Dalton here. Dalton working it out. Dalton tossing. Roosh steps inside into the corner. Linder, three to tie. Rattles it all but good! apiece, 6.6 to play. And the Cardinals have tied it on the Quest Interior scoreboard from the left-hand corner. They knock it down, the three they needed. Now you need a defensive stop to get to OT. On the wide open in the corner. Had to sidestep one man and then knock down the triple. It rattled home. Fondi gets what they need. Will Kakana get what they need? Just need one bucket to tie it. No fouls, obviously, here. Because the Ghosts are in the double bonus here. Cardinals are in the bonus as well. Single bonus. Not like it matters with 6.6 left. Tied up at 76 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. See what Kakana draws up. See if the Cardinals can get a turnover here. Turnover and quick score would be great. A lot can happen to 6.6. Stealing a quick score off the inbound here would be ideal. Not going to happen here. Ghost working up the court. Falling down in the lane. Balls out. Jumper on the way. No, and we head to overtime. Morgan fell down at the free throw line. Just slipped. And the Ghosts got a chance. That was Hammond on the miss there. But it falls. No good, and we head to overtime. We'll take a quick timeout back after this with OT. Fondi and Kakana tied at 76 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. More coming up after this.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power By selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
There's my music. 4 minutes showing on the clock. We got overtime here in high school hoops on a Thursday. Kakana and Fond du Lac trail, tied, I should say, 76-76 at the end of regulation. So with 4 minutes showing on the clock, it'll be Fond du Lac basketball. Chance for the Cardinals to win in OT. Here's Dalton, Dalton near top of the key. Dalton coming right side. Dalton runner. Good! Jay Dalton starts the scoring at OT. Puts Fondi back in front, 78-76. Pushed back the other way with Morgan. Morgan handing it off here, working it into the corner for Sipple. Sipple brings it out from the right-hand side. Sipple hands it back to Morgan on the left. 3.5 to play. Cardinals lead 78-76 here in OT. Feeding it in, left side, layup, nobody whistle in, a foul on the Cardinals. All is called on Henry Wright. So now you have Henry Wright, Jay Dalton, and Alex Roush, all with four personal fouls. Hammond at the line misses the free throw. This is a both. So it stays 78-76. 3:14 to play left in overtime. Roush flips it behind the back to Dalton. Dalton going over to the right-hand wing. Dalton coming in. Dalton in the corner. Dalton flips it back to Roush at the free throw line. Roush back down to defender. Roush turn around. Floater. Good, Alex Roush. Makes it a four-point game. 80-76. 2:50 to play left in overtime. Into the corner. Here's Moreau. Moreau brings it out from the right-hand side. Works at the top of the key. Moreau hands it off to Morgan. Morgan, jumper, mid-range. Off the mark, no good. Cardinals get the rebound. 80-76, a chance for more. They can get it up the court as Dickman sprints up the court. Dickman weaves through the defenders. Gets it out to Henry Wright. 2:22 left to play in OT. Cardinals 80, goes 76. Linder bounces to Dickman, to right at the free throw line, feeding it in to Roush. Cardinals able to save it, and they get the timeout. What a play in the corner, falling out of bounds, saving the basketball, getting the timeout. Full timeout taken, 2:09 to play for overtime. Fondi leads Kakana 80-76 in the extra frame. More coming up in just a bit.
Small town, huge flavors in the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering, serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. They also make fresh homemade pizza, 12 varieties to choose from, all with real Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, fresh veggies, or their own homemade sausage or pepperoni. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
2:09 to play for overtime. On the Quest Interiors scoreboard, Fond du Lac leads Kakana 80-76. Thursday evening, high school hoops, final regular season game. Thanks for 4 minutes of basketball, right? Cardinals save it. Great play in the corner. I think it was Roush who saved it. I'm looking at something else when the play was made, and regardless, saving it in the corner off the miss, getting the timeout, retaining the possession. That's some great work there. Roush gets the inbound here. Ricky back out to Linder. Nearly a turnover, and it is. Ghost will take it ahead. Moreau to the basket and in. 80-78. Now here's the pressure. Trying to get the steal. And they almost do. Ghosts almost turn it over. Or the Ghosts almost get the turnover, I should say. As Wright has it near half court. Cardinals lead by two. 80-78. Minute 44 left in overtime. Wright dribbling and he's fouled. Blocking foul called on Kakana. Foul called on Waldrop. That is the 10th team foul on the Ghosts. There will be two shots the rest of the way. Henry Wright stepping to the charity stripe here. This one's good. Up to a three-point lead. Fondi 81, Kakana 78. And a 38 to play in OT. Thanks to both. Thank you. game, 82-78, 97 seconds to play in overtime. It's Morgan getting it to Sifford. Not even close to the rim. Bondi. Dalton to the basket. The layup in. 84-78. Cardinals with a minute 17 to play at OT. Cardinals off the missed three of those well scored by Morgan. Flipped it quickly ahead. Dalton was all the way back behind the defense. Took it right to the rack. Stuffed it in. No slam. He's had two games in a row. Jay Dalton has with one-handed slams. He's pointed at two. Regardless, it's not about my wishes. It's about the team's wishes. That means great. 84-78 Bondi with a minute 17 to play for the game. Here in overtime for the Quest Interior Scoreboard. Cardinals, like you mentioned, led by 12 at halftime. Stefana came back to tie it at 54. And then took a two-point lead at 60-58. I think that's 62-60, finally. No, 62-60. Spinning that lead out. Cardinals battled back, got the game-tying three that they needed. Cole Linder. Tied at 76. Now they lead here in overtime with a minute 17 left to play in the contest. On the Quest Interior scoreboard. It's Katana basketball out of the timeout. Not over yet. Another 14 left in this one. Morgan dribbles out here half court. Getting it down low, now steal, and a save. Ball on the floor. Cardinals come out of there with it. Jay Dalton rips it away, and he's got a chance to put this one on ice. Lazy pass by the Ghosts. Ball was on the floor. It looked like somebody was going to settle for a tie-up. Tie-up would have given it to Connor, it looks like. But Jay Dalton said, forget that tie-up. I'm taking this. And he goes to the free throw line with two and sinks the first. 85-78 Cardinals. This is the second. 1 minute left in overtime. 85-78 Bonnie leads the top. Morgan near the top of the key. Morgan working with it. Morgan. Back. Morgan beating the post, rolling it in right side, layup rolls home good. Gabe Hammond makes it 85-80 with 43 seconds left. Roosh bounces it off the Wakanda defender on the inbound play. All going all the way to the other end of the gym. They'll get it back at some point. 41 seconds left. Cardinals lead by 5, 85-80. Will inbound again. Get it in here. Right. Here's Dickman sprinting it up the court. Dickman across the half-court line. Dickman working with it here. Dickman weaving through the defenders. Not to get to Dalton, left corner. Dalton bringing it in from the left-hand corner. Shooting it out to the as it knocked away, and it's out of bounds. It's hit. So, 26.5 left. And the Cardinals up by 5 at 85-80. We're in overtime. Let's bring it back to the way. Bring it out. Working it out to Morgan. Now steps the defender for three. Good. Just Morgan knocks it down. It's a 2-point game. 85-83. Cardinals lead is down to 2 with 16.9 left. And we will take a timeout with them here. 16.9 left to play in overtime. Cardinals lead is down to 2, 85-83. More coming up after this here at KFIZ.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division.
and school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
16.9 left in overtime. Chris Morgan knocking down the triple for Kakana to cut the Cardinals' lead to two. Still not done yet. 85-83 our score in the Quest Interior Scrubber. Hadi does lead here in the closing seconds of overtime. Still a ways to go here. They're going to secure the victory. .9 left. Cardinals with the inbound here. They roll it in to Henry Wright, who's in the backcourt. Wright tosses it ahead to Dalton. Dalton gets it with 13 left. Dalton whips it right-hand side. Gets it back out. Weaving through the defender is Dixon. Here's Wright, and he's fouled. Foul with 4.6 left, so some big free throws coming. Foul is called on Morgan, is fourth. Goes surpass the limit. Henry Wright with two. Two shots coming. .1 the official time left. First one good. 3-point game, 86-83. Big foul shot here. 86-83. He sinks it. 4-point game. 87-83. Fondi, 5.1 to play. Here at overtime. Ghost roll it up. Here's Morgan. Morgan takes the three. Morgan misses it. It goes to the bounds, and there is your ball game. How about a big W for the Cardinals on the road? They close out the season with an overtime win, getting the win 87-83 on the Quest Interior scoreboard in overtime here against Kakana. We got some math to do. We got to tabulate the score sheet here, so we'll take a quick timeout back to wrap it up. But the Cardinals clinch the victory in overtime. Final score on the Quest Interior scoreboard, Fondi 87, Kakana 83. Back after this here at KFIZ.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese Store on County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111, 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
They're your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
It's been a trying year for parents. They've been confronted with countless challenges and have always risen to the occasion. If it isn't too much to ask, the 180,000 high school student athletes in Wisconsin have one last request.
Please, set an example.
Disorderly fan conduct at high school athletic events is on the rise. It increasingly involves parents. There's no question that parents are passionate. There's no question they care about their children. But at a time when we're all wound a little more tightly than usual, it's worth remembering this about Wisconsin high school sports. Always be a good example. Stop unruly fan behavior before it starts.
This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome back here to High School Hoops here on KFIZ, wrapping up the regular season. The Fondy Cardinals are victorious over Kaukauna. Final score 87-83 on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. Cardinals getting the win in overtime. We mentioned they led by 12 at the half, 44-32. Then were outscored in that second half by Kaukauna by the same margin, 44-32. Cardinals, though, finding what they needed late, a late three-pointer in the second half to tie it and send it to OT. Cardinals winning the overtime battle, outscoring the Ghosts 11-7 in that extra period to pull out the win. So final score 87-83. The Cardinals get the win over the Ghosts and complete the season sweep of Kaukauna. So with the victory, the Cardinals finish the regular season their best record since the 16-17 season. Fondy 12-6 and 15-8. Fondy will await the winner of the opening round regional game of Sheboygan North and Manitowoc Lincoln. That game Tuesday, Sheboygan North, Manitowoc Lincoln. Cardinals will play the winner of that Friday in the WIAA regional semifinal round. That will be at the Acuity Fieldhouse at Fond du Lac High School, and we'll have that game for you next week Friday. But Cardinals finishing 12-6 and 15-8. Meanwhile, Kaukauna, they closed the year 10-8 and 14-10. 14-10 for the Ghosts overall. Kaukauna, as I mentioned, they will play next week Tuesday. They get a rematch, or a tri-match, I guess you could say, a third meeting with Appleton West this year, the three-seed Ghosts, against the six-seed Terrors on Tuesday night in an opening round regional game. Winner will advance to play number two-seed Nina in the regional semifinal next week Friday. But Fondy, with a big win, gutting one out on the road in overtime, 87-83 over Kaukauna on the Quest Interior scoreboard. That's your final score here this evening. Well, thanks so much for joining us here on KFIZ. We're back to girls basketball playoffs tomorrow. We have Division III action as St. Mary Springs plays host to North Fond du Lac. Coverage starting around 6:45 tomorrow evening and tip-off just after 7 in a D3 regional semifinal game between the Ledgers and Orioles. That'll be from St. Mary Springs Academy. We'll have that for you. And then regional final girls hoops coming up for you on Saturday evening right here at KFIZ as well. That'll wrap it up for us here on a Thursday. Have a great rest of your evening and your final score in this high school hoops presentation here on KFIZ, Fondy 87 and Kaukauna 83 in overtime. Have a great night. I'm Spencer Wagon on News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
You've been listening to high school sports coverage on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these community-minded sponsors: AirTech Heating, Eden Meat Market and Catering, Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones representative, Taco Bell, Cole Oil and Propane, Quest Interiors, American Family Insurance agent Tim Cruz, and Baker Cheese. To see future games we're covering, check out the sports broadcast schedule at KFIZ.com. We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.